We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
The McNeil and Parkin Show.
Aloha out there in Radio Land.
Afternoons on the Score.
Hey, Terry.
Parkins remains on holiday. Terry Boris is on in his stead today. I'm Dan McNeil. Thank you for listening. And for the many of you who reached out to both Terry and me via social media yesterday or texted the station, thank you so much for all of the kind words. It's a little bit weird to be on this side of the room because I haven't been on this side of the room since Parkins and I started this thing in March. So I was a little bit out of sorts at the beginning, but it didn't
say, as opposed to the end.
Well, there were some microphones not on at the beginning. I don't know what the deal is on these twisties. I did this for a while, didn't I?
I had the wrong damn microphone on. It's all right.
It's a matter of just readjusting. Yeah, after the first half an hour or so, I think we settled in.
We're fine. I think... You know, I had the same reaction that really a lot of more positive reaction than I probably deserve, but I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you very kindly. Yep. It's been our privilege over the years to take you home, as it says in closing time.
Even if you didn't get home by 4:30 at one point, you better get your ass home by 4:30.
For those of you who may not go back to the early days of the Score, we're hoping a little bit later on today, you'll give Uncle Terry a chance to give you some Score history. I mentioned yesterday we wanted to take one item from his book, The Score of a Lifetime, which was released about a year and a half ago, and talk about things exclusive to that particular topic. We did sports in the 80s yesterday. We're going to go over some of the history of this radio station today, from its humble beginnings in 1992 to being the monster that it has become, home of the 2016 World Series champion Chicago Cubs.
That's a bet I never would have made.
Hard to imagine that when it was a $600,000 investment many years ago and had a daytime-only signal and a lot of obstacles that were overcome along the way. It's an attempt to give you some background on what this radio station was all about once upon a time, how it's evolved. We'll cover the changes that happened in 1999, and I imagine we'll get to the most recent changes at some point, because there are things that happened in 1992 that are happening here in 2018 in the afternoon show. It's just roles have been switched a little bit. I'll explain that a little bit more in detail
when we get to it.
And we also look forward to talking with Albert Almora at 2 o'clock. Tico joins us every Tuesday at 2 o'clock to talk about the break, the first place Cubs, and last night's home run derby.
Last night's home run derby. I'm sure he's my.
It excited me. I was entertained. I'm not prone to liking exhibitions of that type, but Kyle Schwarber made it entertaining. That was a hell of an effort he put forth.
Yeah, I thought he had him.
I did too. After the semifinals.
Yeah, I thought he can't. How many did he lose in the semis?
How many did he hit consecutively? Did he get to five? Five consecutive. I thought he got to five.
I think so.
Seemed like it. Then Harper like gets to the final and he's like, "Ah, I got nine in a row. I got this."
Yeah, nine.
I mean, that's almost incomprehensible. I mean, now after last year with Judge and Giancarlo Stanton, that's a something, because there's just two monsters. You know, I mean, these guys actually look sort of like normal people in many ways. Those two guys don't. I mean, whether it's the muscle, they don't. Aaron Judge, 6'7", 290.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's not your crazy big.
No, I mean, but these two guys, but Schwarber's enormously strong. I mean, obviously, along with the weight loss and everything, he built himself up. He is really strong. But Harper, I thought was dead in the water.
I did too, after the semifinals.
He looked like he was gassed. Yeah. He looked like he was tired. He looked like he was frustrated. Calls timeout. I don't get it. I mean, he's again, as we talked about in transition, he's got a lot on the line this year.
No doubt.
He's got a lot on the line this year. I mean, and you know, another guy who knew he did was Manny Machado, who's delivered. He could be
a Dodger by the day's conclusion. The Dodgers are being listed as the favorite in the Machado sweepstakes. Well, how does that, you know, without knowing what they would have to give up, it's going to be prospects, probably. I would assume not anybody on the big league roster. What does that do for the Dodgers? As it, you know, in terms of how it positions them against the Cubs, should it come to that series once we get to October?
Well, it puts them in better shape offensively.
Sure,
it does. I mean, they have, you know what, Dan? They've got so many young kids, though. They've got so many young guys. I think that you can rate a pretty good part of their roster there if you're going to get Manny Machado back. And you've got guys that are gone. And to me, and again, it's just what we talked about with the Cubs yesterday. If you look at it, do I think the Dodgers hit enough to beat the Cubs? Probably not. And I know they don't pitch enough. I mean, this is just not the same Dodger team that was steamrolling everybody last year. It's just not that team anymore. So I think there's work to be done. But if you want to save some time with a guy who's guaranteed to be great for a long damn time, that's what you do. I mean, they've got the kids. They've got the guys you want. I mean, the Orioles want to do a rebuild. What are they in now? What are they doing now? What is that?
Rebuild.
What are you doing as we speak?
That's a nice corporate term that really, when translated, means we suck.
We suck.
We've
big time.
Sucked at our jobs for some time. We're among the bottom feeders right now, and we're in rebuild. That sounds so much better than, God, if we've been awful. Because that's what it is. And in the case of the Kansas City Royals, I happen to be basking in their awful first 90 or so games because we have the under on Royals victories for the year, and they're the worst team in baseball. So we're delighted by that. The A's hit the break 10 games or so above the 500 mark. All they had to do was get to 74 for us to cash in our show pot money. And then we have the White Sox to win more than 76. So we're going to go 2-1.
That's not going to happen.
In our season plays.
That's not happening.
On those three American League titles. Not likely going to happen.
Not likely happening.
You don't think the White Sox can play 750 ball the rest of the way? No.
Where at? Kell City?
No kidding.
Where?
You're so negative on the White. That's because people say that to me, and that, yes, I am, because they've underachieved. And I'm not talking about guys who aren't going to be part of the good team, the rebuild team in years.
Here's the bad part about you. You mentioned the Royals. And the Royals, remember a number of years ago, they had this young core of players that was going to be pretty good? And you know they were. They win the World Series with them. Get back-to-back World Series and win one. And the problem with them is then when it comes to sign them, what do you have to do? Bye. See? Yeah. I can't do that. See ya. I mean, the White Sox have these kids under control for a while, but it'd be interesting to see what do you do then?
Yeah.
When they're not under control. If any of them turn out to be legitimate major league stars, and some of them certainly should, you would think, you would hope. I mean, Rick Hahn's not a dumb guy. So, I mean, I look at it and I say, that's fine. But when you talk about the Royals, what are they going to – even if they had that great young core of players that they brought up all at once and they promised you they were going to be better and better, and what happens when contract time comes? They're all gone, and you're starting over again. So, I mean, is that where the White Sox are? If they get to a point where they're good, are they going to be the same deal? I can't pay him. I can't pay him. What, do you think I could pay him? I mean, what? I mean, I don't know if they can or can't.
This hour of the show is brought to you by Northwestern Football. Coach Fitz and the Wildcats are hosting Michigan, Nebraska, Wisconsin, Notre Dame, Illinois, Jalapenos, and more this fall at Ryan Field. See, it amuses me. Apparently you're done with it. Maybe yesterday it was good. It was good for a couple of reads, but okay, that's fine. I'll file it.
You put Northwestern football out of business.
Season and single game tickets are on sale now at nusports.com. Fitz good man.
He is.
But yeah. Fits on hold. Just got that on the brain. Insert your name here. So when I do one of those reads where you're supposed to, I'm so-and-so, I'm Terry Moores, I'm insert your name here. Yeah, I said it. I said I favor Wings music to Beatles music. You can stop texting. You shouldn't
write
off my musical thoughts forever just because we differ on that. I didn't tell you they're better than the Beatles. I would not pretend they're more important than the Beatles. I'm not dumb. I'm aware of the difference in the magnitude of the successes of those two bands. I'm just saying I favor that the couple of Wings albums mean more to me than Beatles albums. That's all when I started. I don't know if it's for you. When I started buying music, those bands to me, most of them, they don't all hold up. But most of that stuff still means something to me today, some 40 years after
the fact. Oh, it certainly does to me, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm stuck in a time warp, and you know what? I mean, my 15-year-old grandson loves the 60s music. I've already got a convert. It's what he wants when he gets
really?
In the car. Yeah, he wants 60s music. It's exactly what he wants.
I keep saying,
are you kidding me? You're really?
Has he been influenced by Guitar Hero or any of the video games?
I don't think so.
That
no.
are out there?
No, he's playing NBA or whatever that is.
Okay.
He's doing that. But for some reason, and he's even giving me like his favorite songs.
Yeah.
Stuff he really likes. Yeah. I realize that, you know, a lot of these stations flourish. The satellite stations and so forth, they do that. They zone in on this year or this decade, and they do pretty well at it. But it seems to me that the 60s music has a longer-lasting feel than any of it with people. It resonates more today than, for me, even like the 70s. Even though 70s are loaded with terrific artists.
Yeah, the back half of the 70s, it began to fall apart. But,
yes.
I probably, if I could take a five-year chunk, probably be 67 through 71, those 5 years right there. And there are five of them. 67, 68,
that's correct.
77,
yes.
71.
That's correct. There are.
Not five. That's only four. No, actually, that would be five. That'd be five. The Cubs aren't doing anything for the 98 team this summer.
No.
They don't want to resurrect any more Sammy Sosa conversation. I'm bothered by that to a degree. I'm not losing sleep over it, but I'm disturbed that this organization, which for years wrapped its arms around so many above-average players
yeah,
and paraded them around
yeah, they
town
yeah,
like they were
did.
Something special,
yeah.
doesn't have the guts to just, don't invite Sosa, invite everybody else. If you want to make a statement, invite everybody else. There's no reason they should preclude us the company of Terry Mulholland, God bless it. We'll take a time out and get into this a little bit. Albert Almora, top of the hour. McNeil and Boers on The Score.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Mr. Bill Murray looking on, rooting for 61.
Bill on.
Swung that belted. There it goes. Number 61. Move over, Maris. That ball was murder. That might be the hardest ball he's hit since Colorado.
If it went by the yellow building, it would have gone through one of the windows, but it went way down the street. And Sammy's driven in 147 with his 61st home run.
The 2-1.
Swung on, there she goes! Number 62! Move over, Big Mac, you got company!
Summer of 1998, the great home run chase that brought so many people back to baseball, Sammy Sosa. The squirrely...
I still get grief about it, by the way.
About what?
Oh, just about that we seem to celebrate something that was kind of not really what you would call fake news. I mean, I think that what you later find out about McGuire and Sosa, people act, to me at least... Like, well, we should have known that at the time. You guys
we
were excited about it.
We probably should have suspected something.
Why
there wasn't
I,
much
yeah.
suspicion about it because you and I were together in the
yep.
summer of 98. And
yep.
I'm not, you know, not going to speak for you, but my sense of it at the time was you were so wanting baseball to continue to heal after the 94 strike. It damaged it.
It's got a big part of
damaged
it.
Damaged
yeah.
it in
it's a
big way.
It.
Was it?
Yep.
Okay.
Big part of it. There's no question about it. You wanted to see the game come back. You want to see people paying attention again. But, I mean, I still get grief from people. How many home runs they got now?
You weren't the only one not talking about it. We, in retrospect, it's ridiculous we didn't occur to somebody along the way. Hey, this might not be something normal. Brady Anderson's hitting 50 home runs. Guys who
yes,
didn't.
Yes, he did.
We should have known when McGuire hit 62 off Traxel in St. Louis, we should have known immediately he was on steroids because he had no problem lifting his 12-year-old fat son at home plate when his kid came out to greet him.
No, he's a much older fat kid.
Yes, he is.
I don't know if that's true or false. But I think there's always this cloud over it, just saying, well, how could you not know? And then now you're critical of it. How could you not know? Don't you know what's going on? And the answer is, look, we weren't testing anybody. You're reacting to the
either.
News of the day. Yeah. What do you want us to do? I mean, you had to enjoy something that had people talking about baseball again, something that hadn't been happening. Even though
that's
Sammy's
correct.
Career numbers certainly didn't lead up to that. Right. They did not lead up to those numbers in any way, shape, or form.
20 years ago today, Sosa hit his 36th home run of the season as the Cubs beat the Marlins at then Pro Player Park. I don't think it's, you know, you're the Cubs. You should be willing to stand up. If you still, if Ricketts still has this issue with Sosa, which doesn't appear to be going away.
No, it's not going away.
Then file Sosa in the garbage can and bring everybody back from that. If you were 10 or 12 in 98, that's one of the, and you're a Cubs fan, that's one of the best baseball summers of your life. I know they won a World Series 2 years ago. I get that. But this is a team that, with the Cubs convention, with the 69 team's lore and legend far exceeding what it should
actual
have.
Actual accomplishments, yes.
I said last week, three jersey numbers retired on that team. Make it four. I forgot that 31 is retired partially for Ferguson Jenkins, partially for Greg Maddux. There's four. They didn't make the playoffs. You've celebrated crap for years. You know, the other day, Sean Marshall is leading Take Me Out to the Ball Game. You can't have the guys from that 98 team back to take a bow.
I have no idea what Tom thinks about this. I mean, I know what he thinks about Sosa for sure. And I think we've seen those quotes. But my guess would be that he's reluctant because how do you do it without him? I mean, I think that would, if there might be people out there who still love Sammy.
It would require some sack, but do it. Do it. Don't cheat your fan base who it meant something to. I was around that team a lot.
Yeah, we did.
That was a really good team to be around.
And if you recall, Sammy was not really good to be around even then.
The entourage was just starting to grow. His selfish all about me stuff, although he did lace him up and play every God-blessed game almost every year. He's a warrior in that regard, Terry, and that can't be taken away from him. But, yeah, it was about him. But that was a magical year, and they had to play a 163rd game to get into the playoffs, and they got blitzed in the playoffs. They didn't win a game. Jeff Blauser couldn't get down a bunt. We were angry at him because he was making $4 million a year. We thought that was a lot of money at the time for a guy who can't sacrifice a runner by flattening the ball, deadening the ball just a little bit. Jeff Blauser.
Oh, times have changed. I'm sure there are a million other factors that they know that we don't. Why they're not interested, and they just are not. They're just not interested. They're not interested in your magical
sliding the fans of Kevin Tappany forever. Mark Grace. There's another guy who left with some angst too, right?
Yes, he did.
Maybe
and he had
he's
more
part
angst after
equation.
He left too.
He lived in Tent City. Tent City no more in Phoenix. They did away with Tent City where they would send all the drunkies to sleep outside. That's great. This segment brought to you by Rinnai Tankless Water Heaters. Meet the all-new Rinnai Sensei Tankless Water Heater, offering an endless supply of hot water, significant energy savings, and Wi-Fi monitoring. Visit tanklessismore.com. To see why tankless is more. Albert Almora is going to join us in a little bit. Judd Surratt, the voice of the Bruins, our former executive producer, joining us at 3 o'clock today. Ron Coomer a little bit later on. Dan Pompey on the Bears. It's McNeil and Boers on the Score.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.